首先我们来看澳洲广播电台的一篇报道，说中国人呢很快就能吃到来自澳大利亚的袋鼠肉了。总部设在南澳洲的肉类加工公司 Macro Meats 一年多来呢一直在努力推进袋鼠肉出口中国的工作，该公司确信其生产的袋鼠肉呢将于今年年底前登陆中国市场。 Australia's ABC reports the Chinese will soon be chowing down on kangaroo meat from far west New South Wales if a South Australian meat processor has its way. Adelaide-based Macro Meats has spent over a year working on the feasibility of exporting their national emblem onto ancient dining tables. Now Managing Director Ray Boulder is confident that their rules will make the leap into China in 2014.
Ray Boulder says apparently it's all approved, but it's just getting all the legal health certificates and other requirements absolutely correct that's taking time. Macro Meats has been working with both Australian and Asian companies on logistics, such as shipping and cold storage.
In the meantime, a new range has been developed that Mr. Boulder says bucks the rule's reputation as a cheap cut and a boring meat.
Yes, he said what they're trying to do with what they call the Paru range is allow for more choice. The grey kangaroos, they say, have more flavour, whereas the red ones are more mild, more like beef.
I traveled to Australia, I didn't taste any kangaroo because, you know, after you saw that in the zoo, you would not do that because it's really cute.
They're the sweetest creatures I think I've ever met. I spent some time in Australia with some kangaroos, just stroking them when they were lying on the grass. And really, I was surprised because I've always thought of them that they might be a bit dangerous or try and bite.
Yeah.
But no, they're the most placid, beautiful creatures, a little bit like a dog in some ways, in the way that they react when you stroke their head or stroke their back.
Yeah.
Sweet creatures. Why anyone would want to eat one is beyond me. I just don't understand humans that would want to eat something like that. Is it something that you might eat?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
The thing is that, like dogs, for example, you know, or indeed pigs or sheep, and I speak as somebody who did own a sheep and brought it up from being a baby once. And what people don't realise, you know, when they're eating these animals is that if you get to know them, they all have their own little personality. You know, the sheep had a wonderful personality and the kangaroos, you can tell by spending some time with them. You know, it just wants to be stroked and petted and loved. Certainly doesn't want to be eaten.